previously on Two Past Midnight.
Do you think they're coming back? I mean,
of course they're coming back.
They never said they were coming back with medicine, but...
And there's a possibility their motives are fine. And they really are looking to stop the spread of disease. But boy, it didn't feel like that in the house. It felt like we were being marked for destruction.
All of a sudden we hear, poof, and everything goes to white, reinterpreted based upon what their motive and goals are. It's not HE rounds that they're using. It's Wooly Pea, also known as white phosphorus rounds. So, for anyone that wants to know, Wooly Pete's fucking terrible. It's white phosphorus, burns on contact, keeps fucking burning. As far as the rules go with white phosphorus rounds, it's basically, you know, if you get caught on fire from it, it sucks. You take a -3 to mobility to put it out.
White phosphorus burns underwater.
Yeah, it is a violation of international law and, like, Geneva Convention to use on civilians.
Just people.
Is it just people? Because I think it's civilians specifically, but...
I'm pretty sure it's just people.
I mean, it's not good to use on people.
Didn't we use it in Vietnam?
Yes. Yes.
On strategic targets.
Yep.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Like fuel depots.
There are anti-tank rockets that use it that... basically will hit, go in, and you know, it's some pretty nasty shit. So first of all, the first thing I'm gonna have to do is roll something real quick.
Brian, I am disappointed you haven't called him a monster yet.
It's coming.
There's no reason to identify what he already knows he is.
Yeah, no.
Hey, here's this card, and then I took it and made it worse. Hope you guys enjoyed your 10 seconds of XP.
I didn't make it worse. I made it different. It's bad. Dude, if it was HE rounds, it'd be just as fucking bad. It would just be...
a different kind of bad.
Yeah. And actually, the blast power inside of a building gets increased. That would have been way worse, actually.
In all fairness, you guys have a better chance of survival with it being Wooly Pete than if it was HE.
Yeah, instead of body parts being blown around, they'll all burn.
Yep.
But you have a chance of not getting caught on fire, so.
Gordon doesn't.
Well, that's it.
Actually, he does, and we'll deal with that in 1 second. All right. So it does hit the house. So this is how this plays out. Everybody in the house has to roll 2d10.
An 8 and a 1.
Was that for Gordon or for the farmer?
I'm going to say Gordon.
Okay. Gordon is on fire.
A 4 and a 1 for the farmer.
Okay. All right. Murphy?
9 and a 7.
You are on fire. So, yes, you now have taken a point of damage. I'm sorry, 2 points of damage. That's a crit. So that means you're going to take -2 to stamina and mobility rolls.
Wait, a 9 and a 7, and it was a crit?
Yes.
2 successes.
2 successes on the fire, yeah. Emmett?
Emmett got a 3-4.
3-4?
Classic Emmett.
No successes on Emmett.
Of course he did. Of course he did.
And I think that's everybody that's in there, right? Other than the civilians who all, I rolled 3 successes on them. So they are not doing well at all. So, boof, the next thing is everyone needs to roll coolness under fire.
That's not funny.
So does the farmer have a unit?
I'll say the group morale could be his unit morale. So, sure. Because everyone is knocked prone. And now the question is, are they also suppressed?
The unit morale was D.
Murphy? Murphy is not suppressed. He got 3 successes.
Are we sure those are good successes?
But Murph also has to now roll an empathy.
Yes. Murph also has to roll d6 now. Leonard is also not suppressed, but he is prone. Emmett?
Did you push that, Kyle?
Oh, sorry. They were both D&D. Yeah, there was 2 people. Sorry, I meant to click one and then the other one.
Okay, So Farmer is suppressed.
Yeah. Farmer is suppressed, yeah. And the second one was Gordy. They're both D's and D's.
Okay, well, I mean, Gordy's catatonic, so...
I mean, he's the one...
Emmett?
Emmett got a 12 and a 1.
All right, so Emmett is also not suppressed. And now I'll move you all to the map.
Holy shit.
Holy shit, he made it!
What? Oh, Murphy? Nice.
Yeah, apparently I'm rolling successes left and right here, but they're only good sometimes.
So Murph doesn't freak out. That's awesome.
Yep.
I don't know how he doesn't freak out, considering he just took 2 points of damage from white phosphorus. Dude is on fire, and that shit is burning.
Probably too sick to even care.
Yeah, maybe.
That's a trip. 2 successes on the roll, even though it went against me. 3 successes on the suppression, and then 1 success on the D6.
Sorry, I'm marking around. Because I'm putting the other fire that's around, the other hexes that are now on fire.
White phosphorus is awful.
And then we're going to go into initiative.
Oh, jeez.
Holy shit, Snacks.
Yep. Jeremy, I'm going to deal you 1. That's for the NPCs.
Okay.
So it's a... So the whole room just fills up with white and fire. And what did everybody get as far as initiatives? And I'll write it down, and then we can go from there.
A 1. NPCs have a 1.
Okay. Well, they're suppressed anyway, so... Chris, what'd you get?
3 and a 5.
Brian?
Emmett got a 2.
2. Mer. And Kyle?
8.
Farmer. Alright, so as long as you are in a hex that is on fire, you will be exposed to that fire of that intensity, which means it gets to roll against you again on your turn. So...
Oof.
NPCs, they are suppressed for their turn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, Emmett, what do you do on your turn? You are not suppressed. You're inside the building. You see a bunch of civilians on the ground. I rolled 3 successes on them, so they're...
Fucked up.
Not doing well. And what do you do?
Do we have any idea which way that shot came from, or...
Mm-mm.
No.
I'm going to say that's an impossible thing to know.
It came from up.
Yeah.
Yep. So then Emmett's going to realize the situation at hand, and he is going to move out.
Yeah, it's going to be an action to move out, and then an action, then whatever fast action you want to use after that.
He's just going to keep moving. Because everything's on fire.
Okay.
So, you just tell me how far I can...
Alright, as soon as you move into the CC one, you gotta roll
2d8. 2d8?
Yep.
A 1 and a 7.
You take a point of damage. And you are currently on fire.
Okay.
And then he's gonna keep moving. Do you want to do like a mobility roll to try to get faster than 2 hexes, or...
Well,
because it's going to be 2 hexes with 1 fast action. Because it would be a fast action to get out of the building.
Yes.
To just get out of the building, and then another fast action to
move 2 hexes.
Move any, yeah.
So let's go ahead and finish my movement, which would put me at the D level.
Right.
Do I need to roll again?
Yeah, roll 2d6.
2d6 going through the D level.
Mm-hmm.
4 and a 1.
Okay.
And now I can roll mobility. Correct?
Yep.
Which would be Z minus... I think I just get to roll 1d6 for that.
Yeah, probably.
A one, so no.
All right, so yeah, so you're just in that section. Murphy, you're up. What do you do?
So he's going to try to run out and jump on the ground because he's on fire. So, but obviously get outside the...
All right, it's going to be a fast action to get out of the building and then a fast action to move anywhere else. So like one, two, you could get to the D is the furthest you could get. Yep. And you're going to have to roll 2d8 and 2d6 to go out.
And a mobility roll at -2, right?
If you want to go faster, yes.
Well, let's do the first part. So, 2d8?
Yeah. So, which way are you going?
I think he'll go the same way as Emmett. He probably saw him go out the door.
Mm-hmm.
2 and a 4.
Okay, so he's good. Now roll mobility. Or, well, you get to move another one, and then roll 2d6.
So, I'm now where Emmett is.
Yep.
And then 2d6. A 1 and a 2.
Okay, so he's good. He did not take any more damage from the fire.
Can I use a mobility roll to go further?
You can, add a -2.
So that becomes I'm an A and a C, so a B and a D. 1 and a 3. Can I push that?
No, you cannot push. Oh, wait, yes, you can push the mobility. Yes.
1 and a 5.
Okay, so no. So did you... you were able to 2d6 for that. Okay, Farmer. What does Farmer do?
What can Farmer do?
He can run for it? Or, I don't know.
Farmer will run for it, but I believe he's prone.
He is prone. He would have to stand... You all were prone, actually. Technically, everybody should be back, because that's as far as you'd been able to make it. Is out of the building. Because it's a fast action to stand up and a fast action to move. Sorry. You can get out of the house.
Can't sacrifice a challenge coin to get up.
No.
They're worthless, I knew it. Alright, so I will get up and get out of the house.
Okay. Which way do you want to go?
Northeast.
Roll 2d8.
A 3 and a 3.
Okay. Nope, Steve's still good then. Alright,
Do we just watch Gordon die?
Oh, I didn't give you a second card for Gordon, did I?
Well, I don't know that a catatonic person would get an action.
Yeah, I mean... Everybody just left him in there.
Yeah.
On the next round, it goes up to an A and an A. Because it was a B and a B, so it goes up to A and an A. Do you want to roll it, or...?
Sure do. So, 2 12s.
Oh, poor Gordon.
7 and a 2.
All right, yeah, so that's another point of damage. So where's he at on damage?
Well, did he... I mean, how long were we here at the house? Any amount of time?
It was like... Well, this is daytime the next... day, so 2 shifts worth.
I mean, do catatonic people heal?
Sure, yes.
Then he probably
resting
at a 1, and then he was hit by a 1, and then this is another 1, so at a 4 out of 5.
All right, yeah, okay. Emmett,
civilians.
Oh, NPCs, they're done. Jeremy.
Oh, they're dead. Okay, okay.
They are done. They're not gonna. Yeah. I already tallied that up. All right, Emmett, it's your turn.
I'm going to keep going that way. Down to the south from the
house. Well, before anything else, you actually have to roll... Well, it was 1 success from the fire, right? When you rolled it last time?
Yes.
Yeah, so it goes up to a B and a B now. So now it's 2d10.
Okay. That is a 3 and an 8.
It's another point of damage. Oh, here's the other thing. You should have healed from the first med roll that Harrison did for you, so you should have 2 extra. Your damage, wherever you were at on damage, should be reduced by 2. So.
Okay.
I forgot. I meant to say that earlier, and I forgot. So when he treated you for that crit, that should have also healed you too.
Okay. Then, yeah. All right. I'm moving one more for my second movement.
All right.
That's one fast action to move the two hexes, correct? Or is it per line?
That is right.
Okay, so then is there anything I can do to try and put myself out now that I'm outside of fire?
It is a mobility roll at a -3 plus what other negatives you have.
Well, that would be everything because I'm already at a -4 from the previous burns.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a nothing at all.
D6.
All right, D6. One, no.
Do you want to push that roll?
I can't. It's a one.
A challenge coin.
You can spend a challenge coin and push it.
You know what? Fine. I'll take one challenge coin. 6.
Emmett fucking strikes again. I swear to God.
If you're shocked, raise your hand. Yep, nobody. Gotcha.
I still am surprising myself.
Nope.
This is news. Surprised.
Nope.
Oh, man.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
Wow. All right. So that was your fast action to move out of there, and then it's a slow action to do the trying to put the fire out. That's
yes.
Amazing. That's fucking ridiculous. This shit burns even without oxygen for a bit. Like underwater,
Emmett,
it will burn.
Emmett knows, man. He like just pulled out his knife and scraped that shit off.
Apparently.
It was probably on his bandages. He just peeled the bandages off.
There you go. There you go. I love that. That's cool. That's cool. Yeah. Murphy, you're up.
So first the C and the C for the damage.
Actually, you already rolled for that one and you didn't take fire damage from it.
I rolled for the C and the D, but...
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. You rolled previously, and I moved you guys back, so you can get out to where Emmett is, and you've already rolled those, is what I'm saying. Same thing, I didn't make Emmett roll the D and the D again. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Because really what this is it's like raining down still, because it was like, poof, like up and just out and starts raining down.
So on the roll for the regular damage, which was a C and the C, I rolled a 4 and a...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You didn't have to roll that. It was fine. Because you weren't on fire at the moment. Like, you didn't actually catch on fire at any point, right?
At the very beginning.
Murphy did?
Yeah.
Yeah, Murph got fire at the very beginning.
Oh, shit. Then before you moved...
That's why I rolled...
You should have rolled another... What did you roll on 2d10?
Rolled 2d8, C and a C.
Wait, Murph... No. The very beginning, Murphy...
Rolled two successes, and successes were bad.
Oh, because you took a crit. That's right. That means it's at an A, Chris. It should have been 2d12. You were rolling on this turn.
One success.
All right, so that's another point of damage.
But he can move, right?
Yeah, he can still move. It's just, you know, yeah.
So that's the fast action to move. Can the other action be... trying to put it out with knife, jump on the ground, whatever the fuck.
It can be. Go ahead.
How many negatives?
It's a D6. It's got to be.
-3 plus the other -2. So it's a -5 total.
A -5. If he's an A and a C, that would take it down to... it's just a D. Right? Because -3 is a D.
Yep. Yeah. Just a D.
Yeah.
Holy shit! Chris, what did you roll?
I rolled a 6.
Get the fuck out, man.
All right. So Murph runs out, is able to put out the fire on him, too. God damn.
It's these old salt dogs, man.
Emmett and Murph may have seen this before. I don't know.
And how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
They've been trained.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's fucking bonkers. Leo.
I want to move. I want to run.
Okay. Roll a C and a C. 2d8.
A 5 and a 3.
Okay. And then wherever you're moving, roll a D, 2d6s.
A 5 and a 3.
Okay. All right, cool. Back around to the top of the order.
No. Gordon.
Yeah, that's the top of the order at this point. I thought that was Do you want to roll again for Gordon? It's an A and an A, 2d12.
Yep, 2d12.
Yep.
An 11. That's two more successes.
All right, Gordon's done. Okay.
So as Gordon bursts into flames and, you know, essentially the end of him, we see another flashback. This flashback, he wakes up in the woods. Sun's beating down. He looks down and he's got just a little glass bottle in his hand. And he shakes himself awake. And he looks around and he doesn't see anything. And he gets up and he heads towards where he thinks camp is. He remembered on his evening shift of watch, heading to the west and sneaking a few drinks. As he heads back to the east, looking for camp, he finally strolls up on his camp. And when he gets there, there's no hustle, there's no bustle, there's no anybody doing anything or anything. And he starts walking up to the tents. And as he looks in the first tent, the two people in it are dead. As he goes to the next tent, people in it are dead. They've all been killed. And as he gets to the last tent, you see it's the captain that we met in the previous flashback. And he's dead. And this is the point where he took his watch and failed. And whatever happened, he doesn't, you know, he didn't know how many people or what it was, but he was on watch and everybody in his patrol and platoon is dead. And you just see him break down and cry. Then we just fade out.
Poor Gordon.
Never got to redeem himself. Never got to redeem himself.
Sorry, I'm looking up a thing right now.
Necromancy?
No.
There's a resurrection spell in this game?
Speak with that. Speak with that.
Do you have a crystal worth 500 gold? A crystal worth 500 gold.
When you get a second, Adam, I want to ask you if I could have done something different.
Other than run out and out of the fire and put yourself out?
No.
Do you want to go back to being on fire?
No. I don't want to retroactively do anything, but I have the ranger specialty, which is a stamina plus one with physical hardships. No. That wouldn't apply.
No, because it wasn't a stamina roll.
Mobility. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Murphy, roll me a recon roll. Don't give yourself a bonus for the anything.
One success.
All right. Okay.
Here's another question.
Yeah.
Did we grab our weapons? As soldiers were trained to grab our weapons no matter what, but I don't know if you're on fire, you think of that.
I mean, you could have, but that would have been an action to do so.
So no.
Right. Emmett, what are you doing?
At this point, Emmett is looking for somewhere to not be seen.
Point of order. Where's the truck?
Oh, it's in that blast of shit somewhere. but near the house.
Okay.
Both trucks? No. Or no, one truck left.
The non-combatant truck left.
The one with fuel in it that is now like, poof.
It had 164 liters of fuel in it.
Yeah.
So.
It used to exist.
So I'm going to say to the southwest hex, southwest of the house, it, you see it combust right there. So I'm going to bump that one for that hex up to an A and an A. That's what I'm going to do for that one. Kind of forgot about the...
It also had a shape charge in the back.
No, it didn't.
No, it didn't.
No, it didn't. Stanislav took that with him.
Stan had that because
he took his toolkit.
Right, that's right. It's in the toolkit.
Oh, by the way, what do you guys think of these maps? I actually combined a bunch of maps together. These are the Serotonin Ronin. guys' maps.
You're evil. Such a dick. Evil maps.
I combined them together.
A, the maps are beautiful. B, your timing is terrible.
To make a little area of
such an asshole.
No, it's he does, man. He makes really great maps, though. Like, they're fucking awesome.
These maps are beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like having your head in a guillotine and somebody going, what do you think of this woodwork?
isn't the finish on this really nice?
Didn't I sharpen the blade really well?
It's beautiful.
I really put some effort in this. did you notice the etching?
I did, actually. Yeah.
So to give you guys some layout where you are right now. So there's that green area straight to the south of the road of where you came out, Emmett. That is a berm, and that goes up like a higher elevation area. And you know that like the river's on the other side of it. I actually looked it up, and that's kind of like what it looks like in this area. There's like a levee type area.
For flooding? That makes sense.
Yeah. And so it's like this big berm up, and on the other side is the river. And the road kind of ends right there where you're at, but it's just like farm fields around you, other than where the houses were and the few trees right there, because it's farmland. I mean, that's what you got right now. So
I mean, is there any kind of brush, anything like that, that you can just like get into to not be immediately seen?
Other side of the berm,
maybe. I mean, not really, because it's like grassy. The berm's just grass, right? Like just up and over and down into the river. And there's like a couple trees along the side of the house here, and that's about it.
Well, then I guess we just Emmett would just basically keep moving away in that, you know, south easterly direction, looking for any kind of cover, safety, anything, just moving away from that zone.
Okay. So you move where you're going.
1, 2, and then I guess I get 2 more for fast, so it'd be that one. And then mobility is pointless for Emmett.
That's fair.
You could still roll a D6.
A D6. 5 and a 2. No. All right. Well, then that's the end of my actions.
Cool. Murphy, what are you doing?
Wait up, motherfucker. He's just going to follow Emmett. Are we the only ones that got out?
I don't know. I didn't see anybody else.
You guys hear poof in the background. Because it's been a few seconds since that first round and everything. So you can hear that artillery in the distance now.
And rounds on the belt are cooking off.
Can we hear where it's coming from?
Hmm?
Be a recon roll or something to hear where it's coming from?
Sure. Roll me a recon roll at a -4. 5.
It's a 3.
Yeah. It sounds pretty far away. All right.
What about direction?
Oh, if you'd have succeeded on the recon roll, I might have given that to you.
You can't hear anything but your own heartbeat in your ears.
Yeah.
They use radar to figure out generally where artillery is coming from.
Yeah. Alright, so I'll see you. Poof! Behind you as another one hits. But you guys are in the D area, so that's good.
Oh yeah, we're getting the D this time.
You sure are.
And Chris and Emmett, you're both in the outskirts of it. So first roll 2d6 and then coolness under fire. And you're prone.
5 and a 2.
Okay.
And then coolness under fire.
Mm-hmm.
4 and a 2.
So Emmett is suppressed. You said a 4 and a 2, right?
That's what I said.
Well, shit. Emmett is suppressed. And prone. Murphy.
The 2d6 is a 1 and a 4. So he's good.
Mm-hmm.
And then coolness under fire. 2 successes.
Okay. So you are not suppressed, but you are prone. Farmer. Leonard, Mr. Jablonski.
Heading towards the tree line. Is there going to be more trees here?
Yeah, there's trees there. Yep.
So into the trees.
No, that is the field at that point.
Oh,
goes into the field.
So I'm going to take cover in the trees.
Okay.
And cover.
Yep. All right. Emmett is suppressed, so he has no actions this round. Roll 2d6, because you're still exposed to the fire in the hex.
4 and a 2.
No fire on Emmett. Murphy, what do you want to do with your actions?
Try to drag him. I want to go towards the river.
I'm going to say the most you can go is one hex, because you'd have to stand up and then drag him.
That's fair.
And moving an incapacitated person is... you can only move one hex, and a mobility roll would only get you one extra.
Okay.
So you can move him at least one hex.
Let's move him the one first.
I think it's the same as crawling. So you can roll one and mobility roll to maybe move one additional hex. That should be at a -2 at this point, I think.
One success.
Okay, so one additional hex. All right, so you just come up over the berm and you're headed down. The river's not that much further, so it's not really a drop like that. I just used this because it was a river tile. But it goes down a little bit.
Just hoping maybe it gives us some blockage of line of sight.
Roll me a recon roll.
No successes. Can I push that? Or is that passive?
That one was technically passive, but go ahead and push it.
We want to see.
2 successes.
Okay, yeah, so you go up and over the berm, so...
Do have one weapon on me, though. I have my pistol because it's in the holster.
I'm fine with that. That's totally reasonable. All right, NPCs, I can skip them. Farmer, what are you doing?
Hunkering down, doing nothing.
Okay, all right. Emmett, you are no longer suppressed. What do you want to do?
Emmett would stand up and continue to head to the river.
Okay. So you could go 2 hexes. So you'd be right adjacent to the river.
Yep.
All right. Murphy.
Same. Moving to the river. Emmett, I think we should jump in. Hug the shoreline. Make ourselves as small a target as possible. Plus, it might feel good after being burned to shit. Possibly the opposite, but...
Mm-hmm.
A quick few words.
Get in the fucking river.
Farmer, what are you doing?
I'm looking around. Do I see if anybody else made it out alive or if anybody else is doing anything, running anywhere?
Roll recon. I mean, you saw that other giant blast to the south of you.
2 successes with that recon.
Sure, you saw them go up and over the berm.
Okay. I'm going to continue to hunker down.
Okay.
1 success for hunkering.
Okay. Back to you guys. Emmett, Murphy, what do you guys do?
I'm getting in the river. The fucking river.
Well, Emmett's first.
I mean, how much does in river take negatives for mobility?
You mean like swimming?
Wait, hold on, guys. Hold on. Before you do this, both of your characters have had training on white phosphorus. It burns underwater. So getting in the water is not going to save you from being burned.
Right, that's why I was asking actual mobility of if I can move faster along the edge of the river, I will stay moving along the edge of the river.
Instead of going into the river.
Correct. Gotcha. Which would probably slow down my mobility, and if that's the case, there's no benefit to being in water.
In the water itself, right. Yeah, yeah.
Right. So if water slows my mobility, I would rather just stay on the shoreline and just basically start trekking the edge of the river, continuing just bases eastward.
Okay.
My thought process was lack of target.
All right, so you're going to head east up the river.
Yes.
Okay. Murphy?
I'll fucking follow him. I'm not gonna have one of us in the river and one not. So we can hug the shoreline and do it at a crouch. So hoping the berm cuts line of sight a little bit.
Mm-hmm. No, it totally does. It means you can no longer see. You can see smoke coming up from on the other side of the berm at this point. All of a sudden you hear poof, another explosion from within the village.
Would I know whether it's a helicopter or an airplane?
What do you mean?
It's artillery.
Firing upon us. Or is it? I wouldn't have any ideas.
Yeah. No, well, you hear the, like, after it hits, you hear the gunshot. You hear the shot after it hits. Yeah. You can tell, Leo, that it's to the west of you, one of these other houses. It's actually the other one that had the markings on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So what are you going to do, Leonard? Mr. Jablonski?
Okay, so I have an idea about what direction they went.
Yeah, you saw them go up and over the berm. That's what you saw.
I'm trying to figure out whether I would think I'm safe. Because obviously they got chased with additional fire. But it seems to me like they've moved on to a new house and aren't really looking for anybody right here. So I'm going to head in a southeastern direction. Because I didn't see anybody else come out of the house. I have absolutely nothing on me, I don't believe. And most of the people that I was in cahoots with were in my home and are dead. So, yeah.
All right, so you start headed to the southeast?
1, 2, 3, 4. My mobility should be standard, correct, or... You said I'm in a field, so terrain is good?
Yeah, it's just open, so no negatives.
Nothing for the first. 2 successes for the second.
What's your recon, by the way?
An A and a D.
Okay, roll me a recon roll.
Jeez. I'm rolling a D12 on recon, and okay. I've run 3 straight nothings.
Okay, so you're going to continue to head... southeast, basically, is your plan. And Emmett, you guys are headed east along the river, right?
Yeah, we're just going to track along the side of the river.
So they're tracking along the river. You're running across that field, and we hear poof, in the background. We can see another one of these go off. Basically, at that house that was right beside where you just were, you see another one go off there.
Jeez. It's a... So, Jablonski thinks to himself, I was right. My intuition was right the whole time. I knew it. I was right. I knew it. I should have just went with my gut and got out of there. Not that that helps the dead people.
Yeah, you hear like 3 more poof, poof, as you all are running. Eventually, I'm going to say for shits and giggles, you were headed towards the berm as well because you saw them go up and over it. Yeah. And you end up, the two, you see Mr. Jablonski come up over the berm.
The whole town, they're firing on everybody.
Yeah, that's cleansing fire. Did anybody else make it out with you?
All dead. The initial hit was enough. They did not have a chance. I was fortunate enough to head the right direction, but no. All out of the 10 of us in the house, I believe, the 3 of us are the only thing that survived.
They were dead set on wiping us all out.
Motherfuckers.
It came so much quicker than I had anticipated.
Yeah, I was not anticipating... I wasn't anticipating that. I was picturing a few more Tyvek suits coming in and trying to, I don't know, line us up and shoot us like dogs, more like the church kind of looked.
They began to fire on homes where everybody was fine. There were no infected in some of them.
They don't care.
They just wanted rid of the problem. I have nothing. I have no rifle, no food, no water.
Yeah, we're all in the same boat there, bud.
That was my home. Those were my people. And I ran.
Would you rather stick around and be on fire with them?
Just a farmer. Just a man. I'm not equipped for these situations. Is there a chance anyone's alive?
Not from that, there ain't.
It appears they were hell-bent on cleansing everyone.
Well, looks like my best estimate is God's still got a plan for us.
So in the background, we still see like the smoke rising from this village and all the buildings on fire. Y'all are heading east. Is that what you're still doing? How long are you all going to
be? At this moment, I'm just kind of watching the flames. I mean, after I met up with them, I just kind of, I don't know what to do.
I mean, they said they were heading east. So at what point would you all stop heading east is my question. Don't say the edge of the map.
No, I mean, we would keep, heading east until I would say we were probably.
East is away from where we're, the city?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, east is away from Krakow.
Krakow. I almost said part of you, Andy, that wasn't right.
Yes, we are headed back the opposite way following, this is the same river or different river?
The Vistula, yep.
Okay, so I would say we would head east until we were, I mean, felt like a reasonable click out to not be in what's still getting blanketed fire.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it stopped after a little bit. Like, after a while of you guys headed east, it had stopped. So you don't still hear it going off. You just still the fire's going. But you can see, like, smoke on the horizon behind you all. We cut over to a pickup truck headed east out of Krakow, coming out of that security checkpoint. And we see Stanislav and Harrison in the truck.
Okay, guys, we come back later. Is that all right? We come back later to check. All right, you have good time on gate. Okay.
Say bye to the dog.
They do not like you talking to dog, apparently. It's a very touchy subject with them.
I like dogs, though.
Okay, so we have plan, right? We go back, we tell Mr. Emmett. They find out as if information that they can, and we go back, check with them. Yeah.
Hopefully Emmett and Murph feeling better, and gosh, what about Gordon? He didn't look too good.
No, Mr. Gordon did not look good. No, he looked bad. I could not, he did not even blink. It's terrible.
He was like shell-shocked or something.
Yes, I believe his old term is shell-shock. Yeah, hopefully he come out of it, but I try talking to him. But he seems stuck. You know, maybe he need time. In time he come out of it, I am sure.
As you're going along, you start getting closer to where the village is, and in the distance you see smoke coming up from about the area where the village would be.
Harrison, drive slow. You see smoke?
What do you think that is?
I do not know, but drive slow. We go slow, okay?
I go slow. I hope they didn't burn another church.
Yeah, I mean, and as you get closer, it's still a lot of smoke and a lot of fire. The closer you get, it's like more smoke. Like, it's like on fire in that area.
Harrison, okay, we hide truck over here and we walk, okay?
I hope everybody's okay.
I hope so too, but we have to find out, huh?
We ain't got no choice.
Harrison, what's your recon?
A C and a C, I believe. Let me call the...
I mean, because at this point, it looks like there was a wildfire. Like, all these buildings are burning. All the trees that were in the area around are burning. Everything is on fire.
I guess we're just going to drive around it to find a way back into it.
Okay. I mean, if you want to wait a while and wait till it dies down, you're more than welcome to.
No. That is not a thing Stanislav would do. All right, so... All right, Harrison, we drive around, cannot find way in. We drive around and see if there is back way past burn.
I do my best, but there's fire everywhere.
Yeah, it is everywhere, but go around, okay?
Roll a survival roll. Whoever's navigating.
I got a B and a D. What do you got, Harrison?
Same, C and a C.
C and a C?
If a straight B is better than two Cs, a B and a D is better than two Cs.
No, two Cs is better. Roll two Cs.
One success.
All right, so you go around the town, through the fields, kind of around. Roll me a recon roll. Whoever has the better one.
I got a flat B. Oh, wait, we already established that with the hiding it. I'll roll it. I got it. I got an 8.
Okay. On a road, up the ways a little bit to the north of where you're going across, you see a blue pickup truck headed west. But it's like up the ways a ways. Headed west.
We know it's definitely not our other truck, right?
Doesn't look like Stanislav's truck. It's just you see a truck going west. Off in the distance.
Never mind pickup. We go... We got to find back to farmhouse, yeah? There are people there. We have to find out what happened to people there.
Maybe some of them farmers got out or something.
This is very bad fire.
Yeah, I mean, so as you drive around, it's still the same thing. Like, everything's still burning and smoldering, and all the vegetation in the area have all caught. All the buildings at this point are on fire, or smoldering, or burnt to the ground. I'll say you can see the remains of your pickup truck.
Was that your truck?
That is my truck, Harrison. Everything with fire. Everything taken with fire. You know, I buy that truck from neighbor. I traded him fat hog I had. It didn't even run. You know, he just had it on the side. But I had extra hog, and I know Stanislav can make work. So... Brigida said, no, we do not need. We do not need. It's garbage. I said, no, I can make work. So I trade for hog, bring back. I spend much time on truck. She was a little bit jealous, you know. It's like project. Too much time in garage. But I make run, you know. And after it run, she say, oh, let me go see my friend. Take me for a ride. We did not have car before. So, you know, we only have horse. But after, she say, oh, take me to grocery. Say, okay. Take me to friend. I say, okay. And I drive her everywhere. After I fix it, she love truck. But now, Brigida is gone. Truck is gone. Hog is gone. And here we are. In front of fire again.
Well, I think you can pretty much fix anything, Mr. Stan. And I know that truck meant a lot to you. But at least we got this one.
Yes, we have probably dead man's vehicle. We have dead man's truck, I think.
So we cut back up to the other three that are down the river, up the river, about a kilometer. Yeah, because it runs out into the... It does run north there.
Does right? It run north?
Yeah, because it runs out of the mountains, right? I'll have to look it up. Either way, to the east on the river. I'll have to check which way it actually runs. And we have the three of you collect to the east. What are y'all doing?
Following the other two. I am moping.
I meant said y'all moved to a click out and then you were going to stand by there. So what are you going to do now?
What's your name again? Is it Leonard?
Yeah, my friends call me Leo.
Do you know, outside of that town, anywhere around here we could, I don't know, hunker down for a minute?
Jim?
Sure. You know that there's, there are some houses around that are, you know, maybe had been partially destroyed from, you know, warfare that you might be able to hunker down in somewhere, like nearby.
A bit farther up road, there's remnants of some neighbors. Not much, but get out of the weather, place to hide. Hopefully find food, water, weapons. It's been ransacked, but it'll get us off-road.
I mean, that's where we're at right now, is we've got nothing, no direction, no weapons, no food, no water. Best we can hope for is to find somewhere to put a little shelter in and take a second and regroup here.
You think that was Russian? Or you think that those doctors had the Russians bomb that? Is that what the fuck was that?
What were the doctors, Russian or Polish? I assume they were Polish.
They were speaking Polish.
As a Pole, would I have, my spidey sense have been thinking they were local? Or, I mean...
She does not... The doctor that you were talking to did not appear to be Polish. No.
No. This is not my people killing my people. This is war, outsiders, cleansing.
One more thing. I need everybody to roll me a d6. Harrison and Murph.
I don't really want to.
I'll do it in the order you said, so Harrison first. 2.
Okay.
And Murph. 2.
Okay.
Emmett got a 3.
Okay. Farmer?
2.
Okay. Mr. Stan?
A 1.
Okay.